double impersonated his father's deep, gruff voice.
Running away from the tribe, getting lost, then letting yourself get nabbed by tree rats. You're not fit to be rescued, young'un. A disgrace to the Gaussum, that's what you are. Oaks and apples help this tribe if you ever get to be log-a-log one day.
Further conversation was cut short by the arrival of Jeg and some of his cohorts. Jeg was carrying a willow switch, which he immediately slashed across Biskie's shoulders. As the young mouse arched his back with pain, Double yelled at Jeg.
Hi, snot-nose! Enjoying yourself, are you? You shouldn't be painted black and green. No, yellow would be the right colour for you, stinking coward that you are.
Squealing with rage, Jeg began flogging Double.
I'll kill you! For that, kill you! Yeah!
Biskie roared at the top of his lungs.
You rotten worm! If an eye was loose, I'd slay you with my bare paws, you spineless scum!
The noisy cacophony roused Shigard, who had been having a lie-in to heal his injuries. He came limping along the bow, accompanied by his mate Tala and several guards. Seizing the switch from his son, he tossed it down onto the cooking fires below, chattering at
him. Here! Stop it! They're my prisoners!
Jeg glared at both captives.
Yeah, I want to kill them! They're calling me by names!
Shigard glared at Jeg, baring his pointed teeth.
I see when we kill them. Not you! Much work to be done round here. Victuals to be got. That's prisoner's job.
Tala interceded on her son's behalf, calming Shigard.
Heya! Chief injured. Go now and rest. Let Jeg take these beasts to gather victuals.
She indicated three of her female companions.
You go with Jeg. Keep a good watch on the mouses.
Shigard touched his scorched tail gingerly as he limped off, cautioning Jeg.
You lose him, and I skin you good!
Shortly thereafter, Biskie and Double were unbound and lowered to the woodland floor. There they were roped together by their necks, each being fitted with a hobble on their footpaws that had a boulder tied to it. Both were still as yet unable to get their forepaws working.